And now the game where we like to ask accomplished people about something they don't know anything about. It's called Not My Job. So it was St. Patrick's Day this last week, and if you went out to celebrate, or in most places if you just opened your window, you probably heard some Irish music. And if so, then you most definitely heard The Chieftains, the greatest traditional Irish band now recording. Paddy Maloney founded The Chieftains 48 years ago. He is still playing his pipes. Paddy Maloney, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Great to be with you all.
I'm so excited. Well, tell us how you celebrated St. Patrick's Day this year.
Well, I was in New York, and we had a big concert at the famous Town Hall.
So is it traditional for the Chieftains, then, to tour the U.S. every spring for St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we normally we would have started in January. I'm trying to calm things down a bit, you know, it's getting tough, but we've just finished about 5.5-6 weeks of tours, starting out in the West Coast, and we had Roy Cooder with us. We had a great Mexican band called Las Anzongles, and those lovely girls in their beautiful costumes dancing and mixing it, incidentally, with our dancing as well, the Irish dancing and the Mexican dancing. You wouldn't believe how well it came together.
I'm imagining somebody step dancing very quickly around a sombrero on the floor. But no, I want to ask you about your record, but I do want to ask you, you've spent all these St. Patrick's Days in America as an Irishman, born and bred. Is the American version of St. Patrick's Day a little weird for you?
It's over the top completely. I remember coming in 69, you know, and seeing all this green everywhere. I just could not believe it, because back home, St. Patrick's Day is always when I was a child, it was a holiday. And a church holiday, and you went to Mass, and then you wore the shamrock, and you went to a big Irish football game afterwards. And it's just like a Sunday, in fact, and the pub's only opened up for 1 hour. So that wouldn't work over here, let me tell you.
No, it wouldn't. No. Let me ask you to compare. Do the shamrock shakes here taste as good as they do back home?
Well, thank God I've managed to avoid all
really?
That kind of stuff.
That's right. You've stuck to the beer like a good Irishman. So let's ask a little bit about the history of the band. I've been listening to the Chieftains for a long time, but I didn't know you went back. You founded the band 48 years ago.
Right. Even going back into the late 50s, when I started to think about putting the sound together that, eventually achieved with the first album in 62, And we've been going ever since. You know, we never got sense, and people are devils for punishment, as I say.
I understand, but you've put out like 40 albums over the years, somewhere.
48 altogether now.
48.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how do you? Because you play at least your core of your music is traditional Irish music. Is that fair to say?
Traditional Irish music. I mean, we've made about 25, 26 of them, and then you know we started to appear. You know, Paul McCartney in 72 asked me to do some backtracking on one of his albums, then Mick Jagger, some sort of stuff like that. And then I made The Long Black Veil, which became quite famous.
Oh, it's a great record.
Sting and The Stones.
Speaking of your collaborations, we put out on our Twitter feed, which is Wait Wait at Twitter, we asked people what they wanted to ask you, and a number of people wanted us to ask you, who did you like collaborating with more, Mick Jagger or The Muppets?
Do you know, Mark Knopfler and George Martin, it was the Muppets that I did that piece, and I thought that was absolutely great, you know, I play this whistle and these guys start to bop up and down and that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought that was terrific, but Jagger has been an old friend of mine since the 60s.
And, really?
And when
really?
He was knocking around with Marianne Faithfull in those days, and he came to, you know, Ireland quite a bit and spent some time
that was the most laden little private laugh I've ever heard in my life. We wanted to ask you because like this was St. Patrick's Day this week and we celebrated all things Irish, but as I said, our version of Irish culture is a little odd. So he was a genuine Irishman, an Irish cultural ambassador. Wanted to ask your opinion about a couple of things that are very popular here in America.
Right.
See if you even know about them. For example, Irish Spring Soap. Have you heard of it? Do you use it? And I, do the girls like it too? That's our question.
Irish Spring is the only soap you have to take a knife in the shower.
I know. We've always wondered about that. Lucky Charms cereal, is this a traditional Irish food? We don't know.
Lucky Charms cereal.
Yes, sir.
Holy heaven, that'll move you, all right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, do you have them in Ireland?
We certainly don't, thanks be to God, no. I mean, the stuff they go on with over here is unbelievable.
Hey, Patty, we have one last question for you before we play our game, and that is this. We've had this thing, we've been doing a survey of the musicians who've been appearing on our show. We've been asking them a simple question. Which is the sexiest instrument? For example, Branford Marsalis said it was the saxophone. Weird Al Yankovic said it was, big surprise, the accordion. So, Patty Maloney of the Chieftains, what, in your opinion, is the sexiest instrument?
I might be terrible and cutting my own throat here, but the instrument I play, the Ilion pipes, you know, it wraps around you.
Yeah.
And it's like an octopus.
It is. It's very embracing.
I often call it the octopus. And so, that's something that gets every party moving, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that sexy for women watching you play it, or just sexy for you to be playing it?
I never got around to asking that question.
But, you don't need to when you're playing that.
One of the things I do have on my knee, which is essential, is called a popping strap.
A popping strap?
Yeah, popping strap. So you have the chanter in your hand, and you're bouncing it up and down.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of the way you play it.
Oh, talk real slow.
Plus, of course, the Ilion pipe has an air bladder, and what's more sexy than that?
And the bellows in case you run out of wind. I don't have to blow anymore. I have to, the Irish are very clever.
Really?
We invented the bellows to pump the wind into the bag, and you squeeze the bag, and hopefully out she comes.
I think we're able to say you win. You win the contest. The Ilion pipe, the world's sexiest instrument. Well, Patty Maloney, we are so delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game that we're calling...
You may be an Irishman, and you may fight, but the fighting Irishmen are from Indiana.
Oh, right, from Notre Dame.
From Notre Dame. March, for you, March is about St. Patrick's Day. For us, it's about March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament. So we're going to ask you, in honor of that, three questions about college mascots across our country. You get two out of these three questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is musician Patty Maloney playing for?
He is playing for Cassie Garcia of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. First question for you, sir.
Yeah.
Mary Baldwin College in Virginia sends its teams to the basketball floor led by what? A, Gladys the Fighting Squirrel. B, Bobo the Bonobo. Or C, Mary Baldwin, the very tough woman.
I'd go along with Mary Baldwin.
Mary Baldwin, the very tough woman.
I'd love to tackle her sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mary Baldwin College led by Mary Baldwin, the very tough woman. Actually, it's Gladys the Fighting Squirrel is the mascot at Mary Baldwin College. It's a squirrel because the animal in the historical Mary Baldwin's crest was a squirrel, and it's a squirrel because that was the animal in
Happy Baldwin's Days.
Happy Days. Great. Nobody knows why it's called Gladys the Fighting Squirrel. But all right, you have two more chances. Next question. Whittier College in California has an unlikely mascot in that it does not seem very aggressive. What is it? A, a poet. B, a giant sloth. Or C, an earthworm.
I would have thought the poet.
You would have thought the poet? You're right. It's a poet. Whittier College Poets.
Good.
Because the college is named after John Greenleaf Whittier, the poet. Last question, Patty. You get this right, you win our prize. Sometimes mascots run into trouble. The University of Mississippi has decided to replace its mascot, Colonel Reb. It has unfortunate connotations of rebellion. One of the leading candidates to replace him via student vote at the university is whom? A walking bong.
A what?
A bong, which is a kind of water pipe, often used for the smoking of marijuana.
Oh, very good.
So when you were knocking around with Mick and Marianne...
You didn't notice it.
It was that thing in the corner.
Yeah. B, is it B, Admiral Akbar, a character from the Star Wars movies?
It's a trap!
It's a trap, thank you. Or C, Paula Abdul.
Please, God, make it Paula Abdul.
So, I don't know, maybe that strikes me as that's something I'd like to go with.
You want to go for Paula Abdul, that the students want Paula Abdul to lead them?
Yeah, that would be my choice.
You think Paul Abdul will be willing to do this, to give up her flourishing career as a crazed shut-in?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Paul, you know?
Well, so many people would, although not as many as Paula would like, apparently.
Mm. Anyway, we missed out on that, did we? Yeah.
Yeah, you did, sadly. Yeah. It's Admiral Akbar from Star Wars. You remember him? He's the commander. He looks like a walking fish, and he's a rebel commander, see? Other students threaten to quit the school if the admiral wins the vote. Carl, how did Patty do in our quiz?
Well, Patty needed at least two correct answers to win for Cassie Garcia, but he had just one.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, God. Well, we'd have to try again sometime.
We will, Patty. Yeah. We'd love to have him. Maybe next St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Patty Maloney is the founder of the Chieftains, the greatest Irish band going. Their new album, which is a wonderful combination of Irish and Mexican traditional music, is called San Patricio. It's amazing. Go pick it up. Patty Maloney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you.